OFM News, in touch with your world. I'm Jana Roos. Good morning. Jacob Zuma allegedly given 2 days to resign and holes poked into Van Breda's testimony. President Jacob Zuma has been given 48 hours to resign, according to media reports just in. ENCA reports ANC President Cyril Ramaphosa and Secretary General Ace Magashule informed Zuma of this decision. The ANC party ended marathon closed-door talks early this morning, resolving to remove Zuma as head of state after he refused to resign, according to reports. The party has announced a media briefing to be held at 12 today to discuss the outcomes of the meeting. The ANC's powerful 107-member National Executive Committee met for 13 hours at a hotel outside Pretoria and decided it would recall Zuma from his job as president, AFP quotes several local independent media saying. The Times newspaper, citing unnamed sources, says it took a brutal 13 hours, but the ANC's National Executive Committee has decided to recall Zuma. Other media reported the party will write to Zuma ordering to stand down after he had asked for a few more months in office. The party committee can recall the head of state, essentially forcing him to step down, but he is under no constitutional obligation to obey. According to AFP, he will then likely be ousted via parliamentary vote of no confidence within days. And during closing arguments, the Western Cape High Court heard Henry van Breda did not do anything to help his family after they were axed in their De Zaltse home 3 years ago, and instead of helping his younger sister, he smoked 3 cigarettes while waiting for her to die. State Prosecutor Susan Galloway argued yesterday that the attack was premeditated, pointing out that van Breda would have had to arm himself before making his way to another floor of the house to execute the attack. Galloway, in her closing arguments, also criticized van Breda's decision to take to the stand, saying the ultimate impression he left was a poor one. She ripped into his testimony, saying he spoke in a superior manner and tried to reason out of his decision-making and demeanor. There was no motive for someone such as a hitman to go to the van Breda home and commit this crime, she argued. The accused could not expound why he first phoned his girlfriend, a 16-year-old minor living at a school hostel, instead of emergency services. The defence's advocate Pieter Botha is expected to present his closing arguments today. The Free State Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, COGTA MEC, Sisi Ntombela, addressed municipal workers' unions in Putarichaba. This comes after the South African Municipal Workers' Union, SAMU, held protests in Maluti Apufung municipality over unpaid pension funds and medical aid fees for the past 3 weeks. Community members took to the streets to protest over service delivery problems. The municipality reportedly owes Eskom close to 2 billion rand for bulk electricity supply and owes the water board over 200 million rand. Spokesperson Tito Motaung said the provincial government will intervene in municipal issues in accordance with the constitution.
Section 139.1b says, if the municipality cannot or does not perform its constitutional duty, this is where we invoke now 139.2 take over the duties of the municipality as the province. There are a number of reasons under which circumstances that the province has decided to intervene. Now, those reasons were clearly outlined to them and they fully concur, one of which it is the financial viability.
Your top story at this hour, President Jacob Zuma has been given 48 hours to resign, according to media reports just in. If you have a news tip off, mail it to news@ofm.co.za.